Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, and Kolu have started on their latest adventure. They are trying to solve the mysterious disappearance of a young American woman, Louise Stacy, the bride of Harvey Stacy, a young rubber planter who has recently established himself in the Malay Peninsula. Arriving at Stacy's plantation, they find his house and buildings burned to the ground. The fire was evidently the work of hostile natives, who both Jim and Stacy believe have spirited Stacy's wife into the jungle. Jungle Jim sends Kolo to examine the ground around the ruins of the plantation. He reports to Jim that fresh tracks prove that the natives had been there and that Louise Stacy was with them. Following the tracks to the edge of the jungle, Kolo picks up a jeweled clip that Stacy identifies as his wife's. While Kolo is making his report, Moko, Stacy's native boy, and another member of Jim's crew continue into the jungle, following the tracks of the natives. Fearing they might be killed in ambush, Jim orders Kolo to go after them and bring them back. Kolo disappears into the jungle, and then a scream of pain brings Jungle Jim, Stacy, and the rest of the crew into the jungle to investigate.
Stay back, Tuan. Ground here not safe. See?
So, the natives set a trap for you, eh?
What is it, Jim? Are they all safe?
Easy, easy, easy.
What?
Don't come any nearer.
What's the matter, Jim?
Careful. Stand back.
What is that? That's a trap. An animal pit that hunters usually dig to catch leopards, tigers, and other man-eating big game. You see, they dig a big pit like that, 8 or 10 feet deep. Look down the bottom.
See, Stacy? Those spear-like staves sticking up are made of bamboo, sharpened to a point and then driven deeply into the ground. The animal the trap is set for falls onto them and is impaled there.
After the pit is built, they cleverly covered it with branches, earth, and leaves until it's well nigh impossible to detect it.
Moko, Mr. Stacy boy, he walk on this edge. But as trap fall in, he just catch on side. We pull him up before he slip.
What a narrow escape. He'd been going at any speed and been thrown on those staves. Why, he would have been killed instantly.
Yes, Juan. Moku, very lucky, Mrs. Stacy. Kolu, he pull me up quick. Give Moku bad scare.
Now you realize, Stacy, just how careful you got to be when you start going after those natives. They know 1,000 tricks like this.
Those devils are clever, all right. I'm mighty glad no one was caught in that trap.
Say, Jim, the sun's going down. This time we were thinking of pitching a camp for the night.
All right, Lil. All right, Kolo. Start back to the hill where we came from and make camp up there. I don't want to stay down in this clearing all night. It's surrounded by jungle on all sides and makes it easy for a quick attack. Hurry those boys along, Kolo. Dinner and settle down for the night. I want to talk to you about our future plans, Stacy.
Okay, Jim. I'm rather anxious to get started. Those native devils haven't got too much of a start on us.
I don't think the time element is anything to worry about right now. Of course, I know you're anxious to find your wife and restore her to a state of normalcy. But, as I've told you before, this isn't going to be an easy job to track those natives to their headquarters.
Here's the map, Jim. Kolu's posted the guard, and I think we're pretty safe from any attack up here.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Sit down and listen to this plan of operation.
All right.
Now, look. First, take a good look at this map, Stacy. I marked the trail you said you followed when you tried to find your wife the day after she disappeared. You see, that's the trail there.
Yes, that's right, Jim. It runs due northwest from the plantation to the river.
Good. Now, the trail Kolo and Moko were following seems to run northeast. Now, I figure that those natives have a base of operations right in this country between these two trails.
Mm-hmm. That seems logical enough. It's all within striking distance of the plantation. And that's where they've apparently been operating.
I'm pretty sure you're right about that.
Okay. Now, I also figure our chances of rescuing your wife are much better if we split up into two parties. You head up this trail you followed before, due northwest to the river, and then work eastward.
Yes.
I'll follow this new trail northeast to the river and work westward. In that way, we'll comb this area thoroughly.
Well, that sounds like a very good plan, Jim. Except that I'm still pretty much of an amateur in these jungle expeditions.
Don't worry about that, Stacy. I'm going to send Kolo with you. Let him take care of everything. He's an old hand at jungle expeditions. And if you'll just follow his advice, you can't go wrong.
Oh, don't worry. I'll do that all right. As far as I'm concerned, he's in full and complete charge. But, oh, what about my man Moko? Do you want to keep him with you, Jim?
Yes, I'll take him along with me. That is, if it's all right with you.
Oh, sure. You're in charge. I don't need him if I have Kolo.
Okay. Now you'd better turn in and get a good night's sleep. You'll be off tomorrow at the crack of dawn.
Righto, Jim. Good night, Lil.
Night.
Send Kolo over on your way to the tent, will you?
All right.
I want to go over some details with him before I turn in.
Well, if you can get along without me, I think I'll go to bed, too. I can use a lot of good sleep if we're going to hit the trail tomorrow.
Okay, Lil. Good night.
Good night, Jim.
Early next morning, with all their plans made, Jim and Lil wave farewell to Stacy's party as Kolo leads them across the open clearing and into the jungle to the northwest. Then Jim rounds up his natives and heads northeastward. Slowly making their way through the jungle, Jim's party pick up the trail of the native footprints, always watching carefully the small imprints made by Stacy's wife. At noon, they stop at a small clearing.
Master Jim, look. Look. Tribe stop here not long ago. Maybe spend night here. See, ashes of fire. Moko, feel them. You'll warm a bit.
Good work, Moko. We'll stop here and rest. Now look around and see if you can find anything else. But don't go too far away.
Yes, Master Jim. Moko, be very careful. Not want to fall in any more traps.
Jim, he seems to be a pretty good boy when you get to know him. Lucky for Stacy, he had a boy like that around.
Yes, he'll be all right. Once he learns a little more from us, he'll make a darn good head boy for someone.
I can't help thinking about the footprints along the trail. Stacy's wife's tracks, particularly.
Yes, she always seems to be walking alone.
Mm-hmm.
The native tracks are well ahead of hers or well in back.
That's right.
And they all show that same measured tread. The prints are always firm, regular, and evenly spaced, which can mean only one thing.
Yeah, that she's walking peacefully and quietly, with no signs of struggling or the least bit of hesitation.
And the absence of any native footprints near hers means she's walking alone and apparently quite willing.
Yeah.
Even way back there, leaving the clearing of the plantation, she didn't show any signs of faltering, attempting to turn back or running away.
Here comes Moko, looking as if he's found something else.
What else have you found, Moko?
Tribal natives stay here last night, up there by Rock's fine bed. You come see, Master Jim.
Okay, Moko. Tell the native boy to make tea and fix a little food.
Lolong ulama ding kai lang do.
Where?
Whatever. He do it quick. This way, Master Jim. Up here's place I think Mrs. Stacy sleep. Native take very good care. Make nice bed.
Well, that's encouraging, Lil. Proves my point about her not being mistreated at all.
This the place here?
Yes, Mrs. Lil. See place. Level here.
Yes.
That's right. They level a stretch of ground here. Laid a foundation of leaves to make it soft to lie upon.
Here is piece of mosquito netting I find caught on bush here.
Well, they certainly did take plenty of care to see that she was comfortable, even to protecting her from insects.
Well, we've hit the right trail. There's no doubt of that. From all the evidence we found here, they're only about 10 hours ahead of us on the trail. And they can't travel very fast.
I suggest that we don't lose any more time than is necessary. We might be able to get very close to them by sundown.
Moko, hurry along with that meal. And tell the boys to be ready to push on in half an hour. And let's see if we can't put on a little speed on the trails before sundown.
Here we are at river, Master Jim. Tracks stop here just the same when Mrs. Stacy followed trail last time.
And it's the same river. According to the maps, it runs west and northwest from here.
Oh, this is an ideal place to make camp for the night, Jim. This is a good wide clearing.
Yes, it's getting too late to travel any further. Besides, while the light is still good, I want to go over all this ground again and see if we can find any clues. Moko, tell the two boys to pitch the tents, start a fire. Then get the boy who's been tracking with you today and go over every inch of ground.
Yes, sir.
But don't go beyond the clearing. I'll work this into the bank. Send the boy up to the bend of the river, and you cover the ground back of us.
Very good, Mr.
Now look, Lil. You sit down and take a rest. I'll be back very soon. Keep your eyes on the crew, will you?
Okay, Jim. I will. So there's no further trace of him, eh, Jim?
No, Lil. I've covered every inch of ground trying to find some clue of a hidden canoe, but no luck. Why, there isn't even a footprint.
You suppose they crossed the river and pushed on from there?
Well, I hardly think so. Those rocky, barren hills and mountains just begin a mile or two on the other side of the river. I hardly think they'd go into that sort of country.
Then they must have had a boat waiting and gone down the river.
I hope if they have, they've gone west. That way there's a chance that Stacy's party might sight them.
There's that boy you sent out.
What?
Well, he must have found something exciting. He's coming on the dead run. Well, look, Jim, at his face. Well, there's something wrong. He's trying to talk, but he can't. Look out, he's falling. Oh, Jim, what's happened? What's wrong with him?
Bill. He's dead.
Oh.
Look. A poisoned arrow right through his back.
From the edge of the jungle, death strikes again. The native boy killed by the wound of a deadly poisonous arrow. Night is falling. Darkness settles over the little camp. And lurking in the jungle, sinister, unseen danger that strikes terror even to the courageous Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil. Will this little band survive the night of terror? Don't miss the next episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land, like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Popeye the Sailor, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google, and the Little King, the impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kid, the immortal Mickey Mouse, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.